Chapter 3. Warriors. We are warrior wolves.
Wapiri repeated the words in her head.
Wapiri knew her uncle was a warrior wolf.
Nobody doubted that Wolumi was a true warrior.
But Wapiri did not believe she was one, not at all.
Uncle, I know you are a warrior wolf. You are strong and you are not afraid to fight. You are brave. But I am small and I do not like to fight. I do not like to hurt others and I'm often afraid.
Wolumi answered softly.
I'm glad that you do not like to fight or hurt others. I have found there's almost always a better solution to a problem than to fight. Wapiri, I also do not like to hurt others or to fight. And sometimes, I am also very afraid.
But Wapiri, being a warrior wolf does not mean any of those things.
No, being a warrior wolf is not simply about fighting. It's not about hurting others. It's not about not being afraid. It is something very different. It's something very special.
I have met only a few real warriors in my life, Wapiri, and they are not what you might expect.
One of those warriors was Vitsi. Let me tell you her story.
Vitsi. Vitsi was a little pigeon. Her feathers were white with a few black spots. She had short little legs, a small beak and big eyes. If you looked deep into her eyes, you could see a tiny flickering flame. But few creatures ever saw the fire in her eyes because she was so tiny. In a big forest, it's easy to overlook a little bird, and it's even more difficult to see a warrior's fire. Vitsi loved beautiful things, like flowers, water streams, and early morning dewdrops. And more than anything, she loved to make things beautiful. She could build beautiful nests, and she enjoyed doing it. Her heart's greatest desire, what she wanted most in life, was to make the part of the forest where she lived the most beautiful forest in the world. But she was just a teeny little bird, so it seemed impossible. Yet, that did not stop her. Every day she would gather twigs, shiny rocks, colorful feathers, and whatever else caught her eye to build nests in a tree. Soon her skills improved, and she started building even more beautiful and interesting nests. One was round, another square, and soon there were pyramid shapes and star shapes and even small castles. Then she started building nests in the trees around her as well. Soon the entire forest was filled with beautiful, colorful, and unique nests. When she was busy building, she thought of nothing but making a beautiful nest. She built with such concentration and passion that the creatures of the forest started calling her an artist. Yes, the forest had become Vitsi's work of art. One day, news started spreading that the two-legged man creatures who lived far away were coming closer to the forest, carrying big axes and saws. There were rumors that they were going to cut down the trees in the forest. The forest creatures were scared. What would happen to their homes? Where would they go? But Vitsi, even though she was scared, just kept focusing on building her beautiful nests. Soon the two-leggeds arrived at the edge of the forest. They made a lot of noise and built big fires, which caused a lot of smoke. Many of the animals were crying because they thought the forest would soon disappear. They felt powerless. Suddenly, one of the two-legged creatures stepped forward, pointing at all the beautiful nests in the trees. Soon all the two-leggeds stared at the nests. They fell quiet and just stood, amazed by the beautiful scene in front of them. Nobody dared touch the forest. Over the next few days, many more two-legged creatures came to the forest. There were people writing stories, and the creatures of the forest saw bright flashes as the two-leggeds took pictures of the beautiful nests. One day, the people started building a big fence all around the forest, and it was said that no two-leggeds were allowed to enter. They put a big sign on the fence that said, "No entry into the Forest of Beauty." The animals were very happy and they held a big celebration. All the creatures of the forest, big and small, young and old, thanked Vitsi. The tiny pigeon with her white feathers, with a few black spots, short legs, a small beak and big eyes, with a tiny flickering flame inside,
had saved the forest.
Walumi looked at Wapiri and said, "You see, Wapiri, the thing that Vitsi wanted the most was to make her world more beautiful. She followed her heart and attempted to do the impossible. In doing so, she became an artist, and then she became a hero. That is the story of Vitsi, and she is a warrior."
Walumi paused, then looked at Wapiri and said,
"A true warrior is someone who wants to make the world a better place, even if it seems impossible. Warriors challenge the odds, and in attempting to do the impossible, they become something more. They become better than they are. This is what a warrior is."